بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release: Kashmiri women raped and tormented by Indian state occupation since 1947. During the 60th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, this year, an international NGO forum took place on the economic, social and cultural rights of women organized by OCAPROCE International under the theme, quote, Women for the Promotion and Protection of Cultural Heritage and Construction of Sustainable Peace by 2030, unquote, where a Kashmiri woman representative, Dr. Shagufta, highlighted the plight of Kashmiri women at the hands of the terrorists occupying Indian military forces. She stated, quote, I rise before you today with a voice that carries the pain of countless silenced women from the valley of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Their cries are drowned by the thunder of gunfire, their dignity shredded by an occupation that uses not only bullets, but also women's bodies as weapons of war, unquote. She called on the international community to take action to end sexual violence against Kashmiri women and to hold the perpetrators accountable. Various human rights organizations have visited Kashmir to document cases of violence and rape against civilians, and what they have reported is astounding in its sheer horror. Indian military, Central Reserve Police Force and Border Security Forces are all involved in the sexual violence against Muslim women in Kashmir that is meant to humiliate and punish them, as well as a means of coercion to force Muslim men accused of militancy to turn themselves in. Women are also subject to extrajudicial killings, being purposely blinded, and their homes, businesses, and entire villages burnt down under the pretense of stopping terrorism. In addition, the Indian propaganda machine portrays Kashmiri Muslim women as fair, beautiful objects waiting for Hindu men to marry and Indianize them. All of these actions are carefully thought out plans by the Indian government as a means to further expand the Hindutva state settler colonialist agenda in Kashmir by isolating and terrorizing the indigenous Muslim population. Kashmir is another occupied land of Islam that was once ruled by the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was described as Jannah, heaven on earth. However, since the British first entered India in 1608 to its direct rule over the subcontinent nearly 150 years later, it became the land of famine, poverty, insecurity and division. This wretched colonial rule was replaced by a Western orchestrated government under the guise of independence in 1947, and occupied by the Hindutva state, just as the blessed land of Palestine is occupied by the Jewish entity and has become unbearable for the Muslims. Yet in 2025, after witnessing the international institutions' toothless rhetoric concerning the genocide taking place in Gaza at the hands of the Jews, many continue to look towards those very same institutions, such as the UN, that were created to ensure American hegemony and that allowed the occupations to take and maintain a stranglehold over our lands in the first place to solve the problem of the violence and rape in Kashmir. After decades of the world watching Kashmiri women being humiliated, isolated and coerced, surely we can see that these international institutions as well as Western governments will never end the violation of the dignity of our sisters. Rather, it is only through the establishment of a state that rules by Islam alone and therefore understands the great importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords to protecting the honor and well-being of the Muslim woman that the abuse against our sisters in Kashmir, Palestine, East Turkestan and elsewhere will end. This state is the Khilafah, the Caliphate, based upon the method of the Prophethood, which will mobilize its armies to defend the honor of our sisters no matter which land they reside, just as the great Muslim general Muhammad ibn Qasim was dispatched with a formidable army by the Khalifa al-Walid bin Abdul Malik under the rule of the Umayyad Khilafah to rescue some Muslim women who had been captured and imprisoned by the oppressive Indian Hindu king Raja Dahir, even though the capital of the Khilafah was in Damascus at that time. We therefore need to turn our efforts and attention to the urgent establishment of the Khilafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون.
Follow what has been sent down to you from your Lord and do not take others as guardians or protectors beside him. How seldom are you mindful? Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 3. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.